弟兄姐妹，大家早！
Brothers, sisters, good morning to you.
很高兴今天在主日敬拜能够跟大家一同来分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to share God's word in this Sunday with you.
请问一个问题啊，到底什么是神救恩里面最关键的问题？
Today I want to ask you a question. What is the most critical issue in God's salvation?
就是一个有罪的人如何能够与圣洁的神和好。
It is how a sinful man can reconcile with a holy God.
那人的罪得到赦免到底是根据什么？
And what is the basis for the forgiveness of man's sin?
因为当时有不少的假师父到加拉太那里去迷惑那边的信徒。
At the time, many false teachers came to Galatians to confuse the believers there.
所以他们对福音的本质有很多的混淆。
So they had lots of confusions about the nature of the gospel.
这保罗呢，为了帮助他们，就花了不少时间写了加拉太书的头三章。
So in order to help them, Paul spent lots of time writing the first chapters of Galatians.
基本上他讲了两个问题。
Basically, he was talking about two questions.
第一个就是人得救是因为人做了什么好事，还是相信神在基督里做了什么？
Are people saved because they do good things? Or do they believe in what God has done in Christ?
第二个是我们生命的改变，是因为我们遵守了神的律法，还是我们相信了神他应许的恩典？
Second question is our life changed because we obey God's law, or did we believe in God's promised grace?
其实保罗在加拉太书一到三章中所讨论的问题，不是讲一些学术的理论。
Actually, the problem Paul discussed in Galatians 1 to 3 is not about some academic theories.
而是每一个人都需要面对的问题，到底什么叫信耶稣？
It is a question that everyone needs to face. What exactly, is called faith in Christ?
我们得救是因为我们知道自己没有办法脱离罪恶。
We got saved because we know that we cannot escape from sins.
我们需要单单的依靠主。
We need to rely solely on God.
依靠他在基督耶稣里给我们所成全完备的救恩。
Rely on Him in Jesus Christ to give us the complete salvation.
我们知道我们信什么吗？
Do we know what we believe?
在加拉太书一到三章经文里面，其实保罗他跨越了以色列人2000年的历史。
In the verse of Galatians chapter 1 to 3, Paul spent the 2000 years history of Israelites.
讲到从亚伯拉罕的约到摩西的律法，一直到耶稣基督救恩成全应验。
From Abraham's covenant to the law of Moses to the fulfillment of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那保罗强调的人被称为义是出于应许，本乎信心。
Paul emphasized, people are justified out of promise, out of faith.
而非出于律法，不是本乎行为。
Not out of law.Not out of our deeds.
那在这个讲述里面，保罗讲了三个非常重要的真理。
So in this story, Paul stated three very important truths.
就是在基督的救恩里，是单单的依靠基督的信心，不是依靠人的行为。
That is, salvation in Christ relying solely on faith in Christ, not on human behaviors.
第二个呢，根据神的救恩是唯独根据神的应许，不是根据律法的要求。
The second, only according to the promise of God, not according to the requirement of law.
第三个是在基督救恩里面叫人成为儿子，不是做奴仆。
The third is, in the salvation of God, is make man a son, not a slave.
成为神的儿子是一个极其荣耀的观念。
Becoming a son of God is an extraordinary, glorious concept.
有超越的生命，我们可以跟神有亲密的关系。
Having a transcendent life and being able to have an intimate relationship with God.
我们有儿子的特质，就是有超越的生命，可以与神有亲密的关系。
Having a transcendent life, being able to have an intimate relationship with God.
就是有儿子的特权，我们可以照着应许来承受产业。
Having the privilege of being a son and being able to inherit according to receive the inheritance according to God's promise.
那基本上这就是前三章的总结。
Basically, that was a summary of the first three chapters.
那我们一同祷告。
Let's bow our head, pray.
亲爱的圣天父，我们安静在你面前敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you in peace and quiet.
求圣灵对我们的心说话。
We ask the Holy Spirit to speak to our heart.
让我们明白真理，因为真理能让我们成圣。
Help us to understand the truth, because the truth will set us free.
求你带领我们下面敬拜的时间，祷告奉主的名求。
We ask you to lead our worship time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
如果我们读懂了加拉太书一到三章的经文，
If we understand the verse of Galatians chapter 1 to 3,
那我们要问自己一个问题。
We ought to ask ourselves a question.
因着我的信仰，我今天的身份是像一个在暴君手下的奴仆呢，还是像一个在满了慈爱父亲面前的儿子？
Because of our faith, is my identity today like a slave under the hands of a tyrant, or like a son in front of a loving father?
举一个例子，我们信主之后都要读经祷告。
I'll give you an example. After we became Christian, we're going to read the Bible and pray.
我们都要来教会聚会，都要服侍，然后做一些事情。
We'll come to worship at church and we'll co-worker together to serve.
请问，当你做这一切事情的时候，你心里面有怎么样的感觉？
Let me ask you, what kind of feeling in your heart when you do such a thing?
哎呀，没有办法了，排到我了。
Do you say, oh, I'm just really helpless because I don't have a choice, it's my turn.
哎，牧师打电话来了，我不做谁做啊？
A pastor called, if I don't do, who else will do?
真是无可奈何，有这个心态的就叫做奴仆。
You feel like forced, you don't have a choice. If you have such an attitude and feeling, it's called slaves.
还是每一次我们在神的爱中借着做这些事来享受和神亲近的机会。
Or do you enjoy the opportunity to get close to God every time when we do things in God's love?
今天在你我的信仰里面，是信仰成为我们必须背负重担的呢，还是说信仰成为背负我们重担的信仰？
Today in you and my faith,Is your faith a burden that we must bear and endure? Or does this belief become a belief that bears our burdens?
活在这个无奈受辖制的心理负担，其实不只是加拉太人独有的。
Living in this helpless, controlled psychological burden is not only unique to the Galatians.
记得当保罗写信给罗马信徒的时候，他也提到类似的问题。
You remember that when Paul wrote to the Roman believers, he also mentioned the similar problems.
那在罗马书八章十五到十六节，保罗提醒他们说。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16, he reminded them again.
而你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心。因此我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fears, but you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testified together with our spirit that we are God's children.
那到了加拉太书第四章，保罗就把这个做儿子重要的观念跟我们讲清楚了。
So when we come to the Galatians chapter 4, Paul stated clearly the importance of being the son.
那这个观念呢，叫做做儿子的名分。
This concept is called the rights of being the son.
那按照原文，最准确的翻译，英文就是用 adoption 这个字。
Its precise words is called adoption.
那这个字呢很特别啊，在圣经中出现过几次。
This word is very unique, appeared a couple of times.
那说到我们救恩里面一个非常重要的部分。
It talks about a very important part in our salvation.
那当我们读英文的时候，你读到 adoption 这个字，你可能会有一个错觉。
When you read the English words,talk about adoption, maybe you have a false understanding.
因为在我们的观念里面，什么叫做领养呢？
Because in our concept, what is called adoption?
就是一个可怜的小孩，没爹没娘的，你把他领过来，当作自己的孩子来养。
It's just a poor child has no father, no mother. You bring him over and raised him as your own.
那这个不是圣经的意思。
But this is not the meaning of the adoption in the Bible.
领养这个字在圣经中有一个特别的意思。
Adoption, this word has a special meaning in the Bible.
那中文把它翻译成儿子的名分，是一个非常好的翻译。
The Chinese translation is better, as the right of sonship is much better.
如果翻译成领养的话，我们就被搞糊涂了，我们就不知道这个字在圣经里面真正的含义是什么。
If we talk of adoption, we get confused. We don't know the true meaning in the Bible.
他的意思是指一个人哦，在家里面有一天他长大了，有成年人的地位，可以继承家业，可以独立自主。
In the Bible, it means that person in the home will one day grow up and have the status of an adult. He can inherit the family business, being independent.
当然也有他应该尽的责任与义务。
Of course, he'll have the responsibility and obligation he should perform.
那这个就是在加拉太书四章一到三节保罗要解释的内容，这也是我们必须要知道的。
This is what Paul tried to tell us in Galatians chapter 4, 1 to 3. This is we must know.
那首先呢，我们信主的人真的是神的儿女。
First of all, we who believe in the Lord are really children of God.
那约翰福音说，我们是从上头生的。
The Gospel of John said that we were born from above.
我们借着重生成为神的儿女。
And we are born again as children of God.
那因着信心，我们接受耶稣基督所成就的救恩。
By faith, we accept the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ.
所以使徒约翰说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So the Apostle John said, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
然而，圣经里面还有一个更崇高的词汇。
However, there is a more even a prestige word in the Bible.
因为如果我们只成为神的儿女，还不一定能够享受神家中的丰盛，你还需要有神儿子的名分。
Because if we only become children of God, we may not be able to enjoy the full richness of God's family. You also need to become God's sonship.
那到底神的儿女与神的儿子有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference between God's children and God's son?
我们是借着重生成为神的儿女，成为家里的人。
Through regeneration, we become God's children, become part of God's family.
然而，我们是借着领养成为神的儿子，才能够享受家中的丰盛。
Through adoption, we become God's son. We can enjoy the fullness of the family.
然后你就有成人的自由，可以承受产业了。
And you will be the freedom being adult can receive inheritance.
那有了这些认知呢，我们再来研读加拉太书四章一到十一节的经文。
With such a concept, let's continue dive in details of Galatians chapter 4.
那这一段经文呢，可以浓缩成三句话。
So this passage can be summarized in three sentences.
从前我们是奴仆。
One, we were slaves before.
现在我们是儿子。
Two, we're sons now.
第三个，既然已经是儿子的，为什么还要回头做奴仆呢？
And three, since we have been sons, why go back to being slave again?
如果把这三句话搞懂了，基本上这十一节经文我们就懂了。
If we truly have a comprehension of three sentences, we'll understand those 11 verses well.
好，第一，我们来讲从前我们是奴仆。
First, we'll talk about we were slaves before.
那经文告诉我们，我们曾经是奴仆。
So the Bible verse told us we were slaves before.
那保罗讲了一个那个时代大家都顶熟悉的事情。
Paul mentioned at that time people are familiar with this kind of situation.
那保罗在四章一节说，我说那个承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。
Paul in the Galatians 4:1 said, Now I say that as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is owner of everything.
那个承受产业的在历史上是讲到旧约时代的犹太人。
Those inherit receive the inheritance talk about the Old Testament Jews.
他们受管于律法之下是做奴仆。
So they were under the control of the under the law. So they were slaves.
这个孩子的确实是他父亲产业合法的继承人。
Though the child is the legal heir of his father's inheritance.
那他的身份呢，就是他父亲一切财产的主人。
His status is he's the owner of his father's property and belongings.
但是呢，只要他还是个孩童，他就是奴隶。
But as long as he's a child, he's no different from a slave.
为什么说他是奴隶呢？
Why do we say he's a slave?
因为他没有自由。
Because he has no freedom.
在第三章的23到24节说到，每一个人在律法的辖制下都只是一个孩子。
When it comes to talk about in chapter 3, 23 to 24, when it comes to everyone under the rule of law, they are just slaves and children.
那在旧约时代的律法是犹太人启蒙的师父。
In the Old Testament, the law was the elementary teachers.
就是教导他们关于神的事情，一直要等到弥赛亚的来到。
Teach them about God until Messiah came.
那在当时的背景呢，每一个大财主的小孩都是交给好几个管家来管的。
In the time background of, in the past time, each children of great riches was handed over to several tutors.
那有这个字有时候翻译成启蒙师父。
The word sometimes translated into early school teachers.
那有的时候呢，翻译成管家。
And sometimes it turned into house speaker or butlers.
那他们呢，是这个大财主拥有奴仆中比较优秀的，比较有水平的。
They were amongst the better slaves owned by the rich. They were more outstanding ones.
那有的人呢，管他生活起居，有的教他生活礼仪。
Some in charge of his life, some teaching him about life etiquette.
那有的是让他在家里面受学科教育。
Some of them teach them different subjects for education purpose.
换言之，他是在师傅和管家的手下。
So in other words, he was under the hands of masters and butlers.
那这些产业都是他的。
But these proper, those inherited properties that all belong to him.
那甚至呢，连这些管理他的管家或者启蒙师傅，将来都是他的产业。
Even those housekeepers, butlers, and teachers all will be his future inherited property.
但是很可怜啊，只要他是孩子的时候要听管家的话，他就跟奴仆一样了。
But what a pity, when he was a child, he has to listen to his housekeepers, so he is like a slave.
他的管家要训练他，要指导他，要限制他，要样样都没有自由。
His housekeepers and teachers will train him, guide him, set limits for him, no freedom for him at all.
那这种苦日子要到什么时候才完呢？
When will this kind of a hard life end?
直到有一天他长大成人了，直到他父亲预定的时候来到。
Until one day when he grew up, he waited until his father's scheduled time to come.
那到那一天，他父亲说：“好了，这个孩子已经预备好了。”
So on that day, his father say, "Okay, this child is ready."
那这个爸爸就要做一件非常重要的事。
The father has to do a very important thing.
他把家里面所有人叫来。
He called everyone in the family.
把所有的亲戚朋友都找来了。
All the relatives and friends.
然后就跟他们介绍说，这是我的儿子，现在已经长大了。
And then he'll introduce to them, this is my son, he has grown up now.
他已经独立自主了，可以承受产业了。
Can be independent, can bear the receive the inheritance.
好，现在我们来看第二点，就是现在我们是儿子。
Now look at the second point, now we're sons.
一方面从历史上来看，以色列民是神的百姓。
On one hand, historically, the people of Israel are God's children.
那他们是神的孩子，可是他们还没有儿子的名分。
They are God's children, but they do not have the title of sonship.
他们没有自由，仍然在律法下面做奴仆，没有办法享受神的丰富。
They have no freedom, are still slaves under the law, cannot enjoy God's full richness.
一直要到时候满足的时候。
Until the time is satisfied.
那这个呢，不仅是在对旧约的百姓讲的，另一方面应用在我们每一个人身上。
This is not only applied to the people of Old Testament, on the other hand, it's actually applied to each of us.
那这就是为什么使徒保罗在第三节说，我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。
This is why Paul said, as we are children, we are in slavery under the elementary spiritual force of the world.
一个人在没有信主之前都是受管于世俗小学之下。
Everyone before they received Christ, they were all under the control of elementary spiritual force.
然而有一天，神要做事，他要做两件事。
However, one day God will do things, he will do two things.
第一件事就是四章的四到五节说的，极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。且生在律法之下，要把律法之下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
The first thing is he will do is chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law that we might receive adoption to sonship.
那这边有两个很重要的字，第一个就是赎。
There's two important words here. First one is redeem.
那这个字是专有的名词，是当时的奴隶市场上常用的字。
The first important word, redemption, redeem, was a proper noun that was commonly used word in the slave market at that time.
你到了奴隶市场，有很多的奴隶在那边准备要拍卖。
When you arrive at the slave market, there are many slaves ready to be auctioned there.
那你去挑选一个你喜欢的，然后你就问主人要卖多少钱。
So you go pick one you like, and then you ask the master of the slave how much money you want to sell.
那他告诉你之后呢，你把那个钱付清了，你就可以把那个奴隶买赎回来。
After he tell you the price, then you pay the price, you can buy the slave back.
那这个奴隶被你买赎回来之后，你可以做好几样不同的事。
After you bought the slave, and you could do a couple things.
比如说他不再做以前主人家的奴隶了，他可以做你家里面的奴隶了，这样行吧？
For example, one is he's no longer of his slave of the previous master. He now can be a slave for your family.
因为是你买赎他回来的，他就是属于你的，是你的产业，是你的奴仆了。
Because you bought him and redeemed him.And he belongs to you, and he's your inheritance, your servant.
或者呢，如果有一个人呢，他把这个奴隶买回来了，然后跟他说
，Perhaps there's one person who bought the slave back and tell the slave.
他说你不必做我的奴隶了，你自由了，你去做一个自由人吧。
He tell the slave, you don't have to be my slave and or slave anymore. You're free. You can be a free man.
请问这个买赎他的主人对他好不好
？So may I ask, is the owner very kind to the slave?
真是好啊！你给我自由了，你替我付清我付不起的代价，我现在自由了，想干什么就干什么。
Yes, he's very kind. You set me free. You paid for the price that I couldn't pay. I'm free now. I can do whatever I want.
好不好？当然好啊。
Isn't that right?Of course it is.
但是这个主人呢，还可以做另外一件事。
And but the owner can do even one more thing.
他跟那奴隶说，你现在可以自由了。我呢，是非常的富有，但我没有儿子。这样吧，你给我当儿子，我把我所有的都给你。
So he said to the slave, you are free now. I am very wealthy and I don't have a son. Then you will be my son. I'll take everything I have, give it to you.
请问各位，这个主人对这个奴隶怎么样？
May I ask, how does this master treat his slave?
这真叫好到不行啊。
This is too good to be true.
那这个就是神差他儿子来到地上，为女子所生，且生在律法之下所要做的事。
This is exactly what God has to do when he sent his son to earth to be born a woman born under the law.
然而这两节经文并没有解释这位神的儿子是谁。
However, these two verses did not explain who this God's son is.
那他的儿子做了什么事可以把我们赎回来
？What did his son has to do to redeem us？
那如果我们仔细想一想啊，首先，这个被差遣来的这位肯定具有神的生命。
If you think about it very carefully, first of all, the one who was sent to us must have the life of God.
这样他才能够做神的儿子，因为。儿子与父亲有一样生命的本质。
That, because of that, he can be a son of God, because the son and the father have the same essence of life.
记不记得主耶稣在约翰福音第十章三十节说：“我与父原为一。”
Remember Jesus said in John chapter 10:30, "I and the Father are one."
那就是这个意思，就他跟父神有一样生命的本质，都是神。
This is exactly what he meant. He had the same life is essence as the Father. Both are God.
但是他如果只是神的话呢，他是没有办法替人的罪死在十字架上。
But if he's only God, he cannot die on the cross for the sin of mine.
因为只具有肉身的人才可以被钉在十字架上，在那边流出宝血救人的罪。
Because only with human being, can be nailed to the cross, can shed the blood.
那在希伯来书九章二十二节就说了。按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
In Hebrew 9, verse 22 said, according to the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所以他必须为女子所生，成为一个人。
So he must, born of a woman, become a person.
那这两节经文告诉我们，这位神差派来的儿子耶稣基督，必须又是神又是人。
So those two verses tell us the Son Jesus Christ sent by God must be both God and human being.
而且是一个没有罪的人，因为这个女子是指童女玛利亚。
And he must be an innocent man because we were talking about the woman who was a virgin.
那他经过圣灵受孕，成为世上唯一无罪的人，不像我们这些啊有罪人结合被生下来的罪人。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, become the only innocent person in the world, unlike us who are sinners, were born through the union of sinners.
那使徒保罗在罗马书九章五节讲过一句最经典的话。
Apostle Paul said a very classic things in Romans 9:5.
他说列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的，他是在万有之上永远可称颂的神。阿们。
He said,The ancestors are theirs, and from them, by physical descendant, came the Messiah who is God over all, praised forever. Amen.
那保罗呢，在这句话里面，他斩钉截铁，他义正言辞，他毫不含糊的宣称，耶稣基督既是人又是神。
In this sentence, Paul categorically, righteously, andambiguously declare that Jesus Christ is both man and God.
那神做的第一件事呢，就是因为基督是一个人，一个圣洁无罪的人，他有资格替人死。
The first thing God does is because Christ is a man, a holy and sinless man, he is qualified to die for others.
又因为他是神，一个无限大的神，无所不能的神。他一个人的死就可以代替所有人死了。
Because he's also a God, an infinite God, an omnipotent God. He died alone. It can replace all the people who die.
那把我们买赎回来，就是把我们从罪恶的权势中被买赎回来，从神对人犯罪的愤怒中被买赎回来。
Buy us back from the power of sin, and bought us back from God's wrath against man's sin.
那不但如此呢，四章的四到五节出现第二个重要的字，就是儿子的名分。
Not only that, in the chapter 4, verse 4 to 5, it talk about second important words is adoption as son.
神还给我们儿子的名分，这个其实是非常了不起的大事。
God gave us the sonship, the right of son is a very, very important thing.
那神做了这些事，你满意吗？
Are you satisfied with God has done for us?
因为我现在自由了，我不再做奴仆了，我是一个有神儿子名分的人了。
Because I'm no longer a slave, Now I have the sonship of God.
神所有的丰富都是我的了，棒吧？
All the God's full richness are mine. Isn't that nice?
那弟兄姐妹们，每一次我们讲的救恩，请大家记得英文字的排骨 ribs。
Brother and sister, when they come to salvation, please remember the English word ribs.
那当我们认罪悔改，接受耶稣为救主时，我们靠圣灵重生了，得到新的生命。
When we confess our sins and repent and accept Jesus as our Savior, we were born again, receive new life.
我们成为神的儿女，同时被领养成为神的儿子。
We become children of God at the same time we were adopted to become sons of God.
那神就把他儿子的灵，就是圣灵，放到我们心里面，圣灵就内住在我们里面。
God put the spirit of his son, the Holy Spirit, into our heart.
那我们也受了圣灵的洗，成为基督身体的一部分。
And the Holy Spirit indwelling in our heart, we have also been baptized by the Holy Spirit, become part of the body of Christ.
那圣灵呢，也在我们身上成为一个印记，成为我们得基业的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit also become a seal in our body and become, we have the evidence of the salvation.
所以当一个人认罪悔改，接受主耶稣为主的时候，这四件事同时发生在他身上。
So when a person repents his sin and believes in Jesus, these four things simultaneously occurred in his life.
那关于圣灵的内住，还有一件更好的事。
Regarding the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, there's an even better thing.
那保罗在这边用一句话来解释，就是我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
Paul explained in one sentence that we can start calling God Abba Father.
那这个就是神做的第二件事。
This is what the second thing God did.
四章六节，你们既为神的儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Galatians 4:6, because you are sons, Son has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，这个就是更好了。
Dear brother and sister, this is even better.
阿爸这个字的原文不是希腊文，它是从亚兰文来的。
Abba, the word Abba is not from Greek, it's Aramaic.
那在英文里面最接近的字就是他们讲的 daddy。
The closest word in English is daddy。
那这个字的重要性是在于它是主耶稣称呼他天父所用的字。
This is important is because this is the word Jesus called his heavenly father。
那主耶稣用的是亚兰文，记不记得在马可福音14:36？
Jesus used Aramaic. Remember Mark in the verse of Mark 14:36?
当主耶稣要被钉十字架之前，他在客西马利园警醒祷告的时候，他非常的忧伤难过，他跟父神说。
When Jesus was about to be crucified, and he watched and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was in extreme sorrow.He said to his father,
他说阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这个杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
He said, Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what your will.
那这边告诉我们什么？
Here telling us,
父神把耶稣基督专用的特权给了我们。
The Heavenly Father gave this a special privilege for Jesus. He given it to us.
虽然已经是儿子了，但更好的是，神把耶稣基督的特权给了我们，这个真的非同小可。
Although we are already children, but he gave this special privilege belong to Christ, he also given to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果神赦免 你一切的罪，把你买赎回来，让你自由，让他让你做神儿子，你可以继承产业，但是你不能亲近他，你满意吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, if God forgives all your sin, bites your back and sets you free, he make you a son of God, can receive the inheritance, but you can't get close to him. Are you satisfied?
你什么都有啊，什么都给你，就是一样不给你。
You have everything. Everything is given to you, but the only one thing not given to you.
就是你见不到神的面，你不能够亲近他，你没有办法叫他阿爸父，这样你满意吗？
So you cannot see his face. You cannot get close to him. You cannot call him Abba Father. Are you satisfied with it?
今天你称呼这位爱你的天父叫阿爸父，他跟你有什么关系？
Today you can call this Heavenly Father who loves you. You call him Abba Father. What is your relationship with him?
你真的跟他有那种亲密的关系吗？
Do you really have that kind of a close relationship with him?
你真的知道他是多么的疼你吗？
Do you really know how much he loves you?
你多么在乎你，多么的宝贝你，真的你感受到吗？
How much he cares about you, how precious you are to his eye, do you really feel it?
你如果没有的话，你可能还在做奴仆，你没有做儿子，你吃亏了。
If you didn't, you might still being a slave. You didn't become a son. You'd be suffer a big loss.
我们因信称义之后，不但重生成为神的儿女，又被神收养成为神的儿子。
After we're justified by faith, not only we're reborn as God's children, but we're also adopted by God and become God's son.
更因圣灵的内住，我们可以呼叫神为阿爸父。
Because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can call God Abba Father.
我们不再是奴仆了，这个恩典真的是好的不得了。
We are no longer slaves. This grace is so wonderful.
所以保罗在四章七节就说了，可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So Paul here said in chapter 4 and verse 7, So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
所以我们现在确确实实是神的儿子，是靠着耶稣基督成为神的后嗣，一同承受产业。
We are indeed the Son of God now. We become the heirs of God through Jesus Christ and receive the inheritance together.
在希伯来书第一章谈到神独生儿子的伟大。
The first chapter of Hebrew talks about the greatness of God's only begotten Son.
说到他创造万有，托住万有，承受万有。
It says he created all things, supported all things, and inherited all things.
他统管万有，而且他救赎了人类。
He ruled all things and redeemed mankind.
他是神整个旨意的中心。
He's the center of God's will.
那第二章讲到我们救恩的元帅，就是耶稣基督，他是神的长子。
The second chapter talks about the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, this God's eldest son.
那他要带领许多的儿子一同进到荣耀里面。
And he will lead many God's children and sons into glory together.
那在三章第一节一开头的时候，比较好的翻译是说，圣洁的弟兄姐妹们啊，属天呼召的伙伴们，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
In Hebrews 3:1, Holy brothers and sisters and partners in a heavenly calling, considering Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
那在希伯来书三章十四节比较好的翻译是说， 我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就是基督的伙伴了。
In better translation, Hebrews chapter 3:14, for we have become partners of the Messiah if we hold firmly until the end of reality that we had at the start.
那换言之，在神永恒的国度里面。
In other words, in God's eternal kingdom.
那我们这些神的儿子是神的长子耶稣基督在天国里的伙伴。
We, the Son of God, are the partner of God's elder Son, Jesus Christ, in the kingdom of heaven.
那他不能单独的进到荣耀里，他要带领神的众儿子们一同进到荣耀里面，这是我们荣耀的盼望。
He cannot enter into glory alone. He wants to lead the sons of God into glory together. This is our glorious hope.
所以现在你应该知道，成为神的儿子是多么荣耀的事。
So now you should know how glorious it is to be the Son of God.
那在神的眼光里面，永远只有一个对象，就是他的独生儿子。
In God's eye, there's always only one object.
那神呢，从来不枉然行事，他所关注的也并不是事情的大小。
He never acts in vain. What he cares about is not the size of the matter.
即使在最小的事上，只要是与他独生儿子有关，就变成极大的事了。
Even the smallest matter, as long as related to his only son, becomes a great matter.
那我们来看看我们这些被造的人。
Let's look at we as a creations.
那在神面前是相当的渺小。
We are very small in front of.
在以赛亚书40章，先知这么形容万民。
In Prophet Isaiah chapter 40, he described us.
他说万民都像水桶中的一滴水而已啊。
He said, surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket.
那又算像天平上面的微尘呢。
They are regarded as dust on the scales.
他在谁面前好像虚无，甚至被他看为不及虚无。
He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust.
乃为虚空。
We are nothing.
我们真的是不重要，是口有口无的人。
We are really truly not important.
但是只要你跟神的独生儿子有生命上的联系，神看你就变得何等的尊贵，何等的重要。
But as long as you have a life connection with God's only Son, He will see you as precious and important.
那这个珍贵与重要不在于你，也不在于我，乃在于他独生儿子耶稣基督。
This preciousness and importance does not lie with you or with me, but with His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
在世界上还有什么比做神的儿子又成为耶稣基督天国里的伙伴更蒙福的事呢？
What is more blessed in this world than being a son of God and a partner in the kingdom of Jesus Christ?
但是你只要想想他是谁，以及神在他里面要完成的旨意。
You just need to think about who he is and what God will accomplish in him.
再看看我们是谁啊。
Then think about who we are.
然而你和我竟然被蒙召来做这位独生儿子天国里的伙伴，这个的的确确是非常伟大的救恩。
However, you and I were actually called to be partners in the kingdom of God, the only son of God. This is indeed a great salvation.
最后一点讲到，既然已经成为儿子了，为什么还回去做奴仆呢？
The last point talk about, since we already been son, why go back to slave again?
那保罗在这里再一次的很清楚的把做奴仆与做儿子的对比摆在我们面前。
And here Paul stated clearly the difference between slaves and sons.
4章8节说，从前你们不认识神的时候， 是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
Chapter 4, verse 8 said, But in the past, when you didn't know God, you were enslaved to things that by nature are not God's.
哎呀，我们没有信主以前啊，都是奴仆啊。
Before we were saved, we are all slaves.
有些人是钱的奴仆。
The people are slaves of money.
有些人是情欲的奴仆。
And some were slaves of lust.
有些人是名誉的奴仆。
And some were slaves of reputation.
我们没有信主的时候，不但是罪的奴仆，不但是世界的奴仆，也是我们那个败坏老我的奴仆。
When we did not believe in the Lord, we were not only slaves of sin, not only slaves of the world, we are also slaves of our own corrupted self.
但是我们信了耶稣了，我们是认识神的。
And now we believe in Jesus and we know God.
所以保罗在四章九节就这么讲。
So Paul said in chapter 4, verse 9 says,
现在你们既然认识神，更可以说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
But now, since you know God, or rather have become known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and the beggarly element force? Do you want to be enslaved to them all over again?
什么是懦弱无用的小学?
What is the weak and the beggarly elemental force?
其实就是四章三节说的世俗的小学。
It's the same as the chapter 4, verse 3, said the secular elementary force.
那这就是指旧约的律法，特别是那些人所定下来的规条。
It refers to the law of the Old Testament, especially the rule laid down by the people.
就是各种外面的要求，律法的要求。
It's which are various external requirements and legal requirements.
那保罗在这边用了两个字啊，第一个是懦弱。
Here Paul used two words. The first one said weak.
为什么他是懦弱呢？因为律法没有能力能把我们救赎出来。
Why did he call it weak? Because the law has no power to redeem us.
另外一个叫无用，为什么说是无用呢？
The other one is called the beggarly. So why is it so useless?
因为律法不能给我们任何属天的祝福。
Because the law cannot give us any heavenly blessings.
那但是从耶路撒冷来那些假师傅是要迷惑加拉太人。
But the false teachers from Jerusalem that try to confuse the people in Galatians.
那让他们在基督的救赎之外，另外加上一些外面看得见的规条。
They want them to add some visible rules in addition to the salvation of Christ.
那保罗告诉他们呢，不要以为他们加给你的东西是什么特别高阶层的东西，那些都是懦弱无用世上的小学。
Paul told them not to think that they have added to you is nothing more, high class things, but is actually weak and a miserable elementary school in this world.
第九节有一个非常重要的词，就是认识。
This in verse 9, there's a very important word, is called known.
那这个是希腊文里面一个很特别的字，不是头脑上的知识，是讲到个人跟神的经历和关系。
This is a particular word in Greek. It's not just a knowledge of the mind, it's about personal experience and relationships.
那它是一个意志上的选择，是一个情感上的爱慕，是一个亲密的关系。
It's a choice of will, it's an emotional admiration, an intimate relationship.
是渴慕和他在一起，是喜欢听到他的声音，是怎么看都看不够的意思。
A desire to be with him, a liking to hear his voice, it means he cannot get enough.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是认识神的人。
Dear brother and sister, we are now people who know God today.
但是保罗说到这边，突然被圣灵感动，他说更重要的，或是更准确的说，你们是被神所认识的人。
But when Paul said this, he was suddenly moved by the Holy Spirit. And he said, more importantly, or more accurately, you are known by God.
神认识你，神渴望跟你在一起，这是令人非常感恩又令人兴奋的事。
Brother and sisters, God know you and he desire to be with you. This is a very, how grateful and exciting things to us.
如果你知道神是这么的爱你，多么想跟你亲近，你怎么还要去做奴仆呢？
If you know the truth is God love you so much and how much he wants to be close to you, how should you want to be a slave?
你怎么还在乎那些外面的东西呢？
Why do you still care about the things outside?
所以当保罗发现那些加拉太人又去守日子啊、节期，这让保罗的心都碎了。
So when Paul find out that those Galatians were going to observe days and festivals again, it broke Paul's heart.
所以保罗有一个非常沉重的负担，他在四章的十到十一节这么说。
So Paul had a very heavy burden, and he described in chapter 4, in verse 11.
他说你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
He says, you observe special days, months, seasons, and years. I am fearful for you, that perhaps my labor for you has been wasted.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗的这个叹息有没有可能是主耶稣今天对你对我的叹息呢？
Brother and sister, the sign of Paul, is it possible also the Lord Jesus sign for you and me today?
好，我们来总结一下，这十一节经文可以浓缩成三句话。
So let's give a summary. The 11 verses can be condensed to three sentences.
第一，从前我们是奴仆。
First, we were slaves before.
第二，现在我们是儿子。
Second, we are sons now.
第三，既然已经是儿子，为什么还要回头做奴仆呢？
Third, since we have been sons, why go back to be slaves again?
真求神帮助我们，让我们记得我们曾经是奴仆，但现在已经是神的儿子了。
We ask God's help. Help us remember we were slaves.Now we're sons.
我们没有必要再回去做奴仆。
We no longer need to go back to be slaves again.
那对犹太人的基督徒来讲，保罗劝他们不要再做律法的奴仆。
For Jewish Christians, Paul advised them not to be a slaves to the law.
特别是那些人所定下来的规条。
Especially the rules laid down by the people.
因为律法的功用之一是叫人知罪。目的是引人来到耶稣面前。
One of the functions of the law is to convict people, and the purpose is to attract people to believe in Jesus.
那对我们来说，我们曾经是罪的奴仆。
For us, we were once slaves of sin.
我们是世界的奴仆。
We were slaves of this world.
我们是那个败坏老我的奴仆。
And slaves of the corrupting old self.
现在信了耶稣了，是认识神的。
Now we believe in Jesus, we know God.
也是被神所认识的，我们是神的儿子。
We are known by God, we are sons of God.
所以彼得说，我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
That's why Apostle Paul, Peter said, we are a chosen race, a royal priest, a holy kingdom and people of God.
我们可以呼叫神为阿爸父，因为我们是神的儿子，他真正的是我们天上的父亲。
We can call God Abba Father because we are son of God and he is really our heavenly father.
最后我想引用加拉太书三章二十六到二十七节的经文。
At last, we will call in Galatians chapter 3, 26 to 27.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子， 你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
Therefore, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ like a garment.
什么叫做披戴基督？就是保罗在哥罗西书三章九到十节讲的。
What is put a garment like Christ? It's like Colossians chapter 3:9-10.
你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
You have put off the old self with its practice and have put on the new self. You are being renewed in knowledge according to the image of your Creator.
脱去旧人与穿上新人都是信主的时候主做成的。
Put off the old self, put on the new self. It's God did for us when we became Christian.
也就是说与主同死同埋葬而且与主一同复活，这个是一次性的，是我们现今的地位。
That is, we died with the Lord, buried with the Lord, and resurrected with the Lord. This is current status now.
那在实际生活上呢，我们要将我们的心智逐渐改换一新。
In practical life, we must gradually change our minds.
当用各样的知识智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们心里面。
We should use all wisdom, doctrine of Christ, and rich extensions in our heart.
让这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，被塑造成为主的形象，满有主的荣光。
So this new man will be gradually renewed in knowledge and shaped into God's new shape.
当那一天主再来的时候，他要带领神的众儿子们进入荣耀。
When the Lord come again on that day, he'll lead sons of God into glory.
在永恒的国度里面和基督一同作王，这个是我们荣耀的盼望。
And reign with Christ in his eternal kingdom. This is our glorious hope.
让我们在神面前彼此勉励，我们祷告。
Let's encourage each other in Christ. Let's pray.
主啊，只有你的灵能够把你的话说在我们的心里面。
Dear Lord, only your Holy Spirit can mold your words in our heart.
有你做人不能够做的工作。
And you can do things that man cannot do.
光照你的儿女，吸引你的孩子，改变你的孩子。
Shine your light in our heart, attract us and change us.
让我们都做你的儿子，不再做奴仆，来够满足你的心意。
And help us all become sons of you and no longer be slaves, and we can satisfy your will.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name, we pray.